Matt, thanks so much for your time. Really hard to know how to feel after a result like that.
Yeah, absolutely. My first draw. Almost feels like a loss. It's not a good feeling. So, to Gold Coast's credit, they probably deserve to win it. They kicked around us, held possession by a foot, and we weren't good enough to slow them up.
It was a lot more physical than you thought? A lot more of a faster, intense game than maybe you'd planned for?
We knew they were going to bring good attitude and intent. So every game of AFL footy, you expect that. But defensively, I think we let ourselves down with our team defence.
Was that the thing that you focused on in previous weeks that you've been able to nail, 1-6 on the trot, and then let you down tonight?
I think what this competition shows is that if you are off just that little bit, regardless of who you're playing, you'll get exposed. And tonight we're off in too many areas, and the Gold Coast took advantage of that.
You can't afford to rest on any game, and ahead of a game next week against Hawthorn, obviously you know how big that is. Do you look ahead to that game now and know what it's worth, given where you guys are on the ladder and a top two spot at stake?
I think with the closeness of this competition, you can only ever look 1 week ahead. And we're fortunate enough that we've got Hawthorn this week, who are the premier team of the competition, and we're looking forward to testing ourselves out against them.
Out of tonight, what's the biggest thing that you guys need to sharpen up going into the latter rounds of the season and just going into finals in general?
Just our total footy. So that's everything from our skill level to our team defence to the way we use the ball going forward. We're off in too many areas, so we need to fix that up.
It's clear that tonight's result hurts. It's clear that you see it, you lost 2 points, you didn't win 2 points. Is it important that this galvanises the group, that the players do hurt as a result of this?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a perfect season, and you're always going to face a little bit of adversity somewhere along. So, right now we need to galvanise, get around each other and, get ready for this week.
What was the message from Adam Simpson after the game?
Oh, exactly that. We got to review this game, learn a lot, and then we move on and we prepare ourselves for our next game.
Good luck next week.
Thank you.